Holy Letters of the Rebbe in volume 11, letter number 3590, Baruch Hashem, the 29th of Sivan, Tovshin Tezva, Brooklyn. Harav HaChosid, the Rebbe's address, Yomareinu Yitzchok Zalman Sheyichye Posner. You know, this is Rabbi Posner. He was a rabbi in Nashville, Tennessee. He was also the famous Posner family, but he's also, an author. He translated a lot of the work. He was a speaker. In any event, the Rebbe writes Shalom Uvrocha. I'm responding to your letter from Monday, in which you give the good news that there was a great majority that approved this contract in his community. In other words, they rehired him as rabbi. They continued his, but there was a big majority for that. So the Rebbe says, praise for him that it should be in a good and a successful time. And you should be successful. The Hebrew, the word used, it's actually Aramaic word for a rabbi, is called Mora de Asra, the master of the place. And the Alter Rebbe translates it literally, that the rabbi is the boss, the true boss of the place. So that's why it's Mora de Asra. That's the true boss. And the Rebbe says, you should utilize that authority to make the place a place of Torah and mitzvahs as illuminated by the luminary of Torah, which is the teaching of Hasidus, its directives, its custom. And since this is something which is expected of you, so before this, the expectation, they've given you the powers for this, and also the opportunity to bring it from potential to actuality. Since this is expected of you, the Eibishter doesn't give you a job that you cannot do. If this is what he expects from you, that means he gave you the powers. You have the capabilities. You can do it. And in a way, the Rebbe says, use the ways of Torah. The ways of Torah are considered pleasant ways. And even the small little, there is passageways, there is roads. The roads are pleasantness. And the Rebbe says, the roads are wide roads, the main roads. Little passageways. They too are peace, are pleasantness and peace. And the Rebbe is guiding him how to work with the lay people, with the congregants, with the board, with the people there, in pleasant and peaceful way. But the Rebbe says, also, in your case, it's self-understood. Don't get too carried away just doing for the community. Also, don't forget about yourself. It says, with regards to tzedakah, while there's a mitzvah to give tzedakah to others, but if you have a relative, or in the verse it says, umi b'sorcha, from your own flesh, don't look away. In other words, you have to help support, first and foremost, your own family or your own flesh. So while you're inspired and given the job to make the community, as the Rebbe says, a place of Torah and mitzvahs and inspired by Hasidus, don't forget about yourself. And that is in all three pillars that the world stands on. Torah, study Avodah, which Avodah means technically in the Beis HaMikdash, the service in the Beis HaMikdash. But nowadays, we don't have the Beis HaMikdash. Avodah service means the service of the heart. And what does it mean, service of the heart? So normally it means prayer. But the Alter Rebbe says, what means with heart and in the heart? Meaning to do it with feeling, with emotion, and it should be inside the heart. And acts of kindness, which generally It's the idea of tzedakah v'chesed, doing charity and kindness, and this is based on Ahavas Yisrael, which love of thy fellow. That's why you're supposed to act and give kindly. But this is what the world stands on. So while literally it's talking about the big world stands on Torah, Avodah, Gemilas, Chasadim, but the microcosm of the world, which is the human being, he too stands on these three pillars of Torah, Avodah, and Gemilas Chasadim. The Rebbe blesses him with success in all of the above. So this Rabbi Zalman Posner, he lived in Nashville, Tennessee. He writes to the Rebbe about that he was elected by the board with a great majority, and the Rebbe is happy about that and wishes him success and tells him to utilize his rabbinate to inspire the people in Torah and make it a place of Torah and mitzvahs, illuminated by the teaching of Chassidus, and use the ways of Torah, pleasantness and peaceful way, to be successful. And the Rebbe says, don't forget about yourself, to keep on doing the Torah, Avodah, and the Gemilus Chassidim.